What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Media Entrepreneurs Podcast, teaching you how to become a full-time entrepreneur by leveraging modern social media strategies. I'm your host, Derek Vidal, and on today's episode, we are talking about how to post to YouTube Shorts. I'm going to give you a walkthrough tutorial of all the differences of posting to this platform versus Reels versus TikTok, because there are quite a lot of differences. So before we get started, if you're new to the show, consider subscribing. Make sure you check me out on YouTube too, because I have completely different content on there. I used to just repurpose the podcast and put them on there, but like this episode is not going to go on there. I might do an in-depth tutorial with videos though on YouTube later. So I keep the platforms completely separate. There's not really much overlap content. I mean, there's clips from my podcast interviews on there, but apart from that, it's pretty much totally original videos. And last month I came out with 3 Facebook ads videos, one just generally how to work the system, one on how to get leads for any kind of high ticket service business, and then one on how to do ads for e-commerce companies. So I've got another ads video in the tank too, which is just like, it's going to be like 8 to 12 random little things that you can do to improve ads performance that are just like instantly implementable. It's going to be really cool because it's like the info that people really like, where it's just like, just tell me just like a little quick thing that I can do that works really well. And it's just a bunch of those. So I think you guys will really appreciate that. So make sure you subscribe to Derek Vidal on YouTube, and you can find me on Instagram at Derek Vidal. All right, let's get started. So when you are posting to YouTube Shorts, the way to do it is to do it through the YouTube app on your phone. You don't really want to do it on the computer. And maybe now it's okay. For a while, you basically had to do it on the phone because in order to set the thumbnail, you had to do it on your phone. It's kind of weird. And you can set a thumbnail in the computer, but it won't be the actual important thumbnail. Like, this is super weird. You set the thumbnail in YouTube Shorts, and that's the one that will display when someone is on your YouTube channel and just going through your videos. That's the thumbnail that will display on your Shorts. It's basically the horizontal landscape thumbnail, which only appears when someone is on your account and then goes to your Shorts tab and then goes through. And the one that matters is the one that displays like on their regular feed when they see that YouTube Shorts lineup, right? Like all of those YouTube Shorts that they can just scroll through, that will show the vertical thumbnail, and that is set on the phone. So you actually need the YouTube app and you need the YT Studio app. The YT Studio app is so that you can edit the tags and the description and things like that. And then the YouTube app itself is where you can actually upload it. So you do need both YouTube apps. So you upload it as a short. And then what you're going to do is you're going to set the cover photo, which you'll do at the last step where you're choosing the title. So you'll just click on the top left of the screen. You'll see that you can click on the thumbnail and then change that to whatever you want. Of course, you're just going to put that to what you feel like is the best moment for people that they'd want to click on it. So sometimes it's like the piece of information that kind of just like tells people what the clip is going to be about. So maybe at the very beginning, if I have text that says 3 ways to get your reels to get higher views, I'm probably going to use that as the thumbnail, right? So it's just very obvious what it's about. Otherwise, I'm trying to find a combination of a moment where I look good, which would be like the screen isn't like all fuzzy, right? Like some of the times you find that thumbnail and you kind of look really blurry, or your like mouth is like open weird because you're in the middle of talking. Like, I'm looking for one where I just like look a little bit better, and hopefully I'm making eye contact with the camera, because that also is an attention grabber versus if I'm looking away from the screen, it's not as attention grabbing. You know, the whites of your teeth, like these are very little things, but I've just paid attention at a high level. So I like to mention these things, like if the whites of your teeth are showing and the whites of your eyes are showing, then this helps. And then you'll just want it to have some kind of text on the screen, like something that looks like, I got to click on that. I got to see what this is. Then what you're going to do is you're going to set the title. And this has 2 parts to it. One, it has to be a title that people are like, I got to know that. All right. This is a little bit more important. And then the second thing is it does need to have some keywords in it, if not a key phrase. Okay, so if I say like Instagram Reels tutorial, that is a very popular key phrase, right? Multiple words together that gets searched often on YouTube. Instagram Reels tutorial. And search matters on YouTube because when you do a search on YouTube, like if someone types in Instagram Reels tutorial, I can have a regular video there or I could have a shorts video appear there. And just like with regular videos, I can have my videos get pushed out to like the For You page, essentially, like when people just go on YouTube or if they're just scrolling on shorts, then it could get recommended to them. It's more called the recommended feed. So that's where the real high views numbers are, is the recommended feed. But it's also great if you can show up on the search feed so that someone who loves Instagram content and owns a business would see you on their recommended YouTube shorts just by scrolling. And then people who type in Instagram Reels tutorial can also find out about you that way. So you always want to give yourself the chance to be on both. So I might say Instagram Reels tutorial to 10x your views instantly, right? That would be the now hook version of that title. So I'm using the popular key phrase and then I'm spicing it up, all right? That's what you're going to do with your title. You're going to find those keywords or the key phrase that you're like, okay, I'm going to have the potential to end up on here. And then now I'm going to spice it up so that someone going through that just sees, oh, Instagram Reels tutorial. They're not going to click on that nearly as much as Instagram Reels tutorial to 10x your views. So you're going to just spice it up, right? And you don't want to be like completely clickbait in a way that it's like if that's not really what it's about, then I'm probably not going to do that title. I'm just giving you an example. So keep it within the realm of what you are actually teaching people. Then what you're going to do is post it privately, all right? So you're going to just set the visibility from public to private and you're going to post it because the only things that you're going to do in the YouTube app are set the thumbnail, set the title, and then you're also going to add any text that you want to in YouTube or add music. Now, it is beneficial to add text in TikTok and Instagram because their algorithms pick up on that text as far as the ranking goes. I don't think this is true with YouTube. However, what might be good to do is just add at the very last like 2-3 seconds of your YouTube shorts, if you just put text that says subscribe. And I do it in red. I do like the YouTube red background with white text just so it's branded properly and it looks like I made this for YouTube. I think it just kind of helps people's general perception of your content that it looks like you're putting in effort on that platform. I think just psychologically it tells people this is somewhere that you're actually putting in effort and that they should subscribe to you. Like it's subconscious, but checks out in my logic, so do it. Red background text, red background, white text that says subscribe in the last 2 to 3 seconds of the YouTube short, just add that in so that, you know, there's some kind of call to action. And that's something I need to be better at. So I'm glad I just said that so that I can, you know, make sure that I do that more consistently. And then add music. Now you're going to have the same perception of how to add music on this app as you do in the other ones. Like you're going to try to use the trending audio and the trending audios are completely different. So this is kind of something that takes me a long time if I'm posting something to each platform and I'm choosing different music on each one is finding the song that works on all of them and like mixes properly with the beat drops and whatever. So use the same song if it's like a very audio based clip where like every cut in your film is like changing with the beat drop. Like you're not going to find two songs that have all of the same little beat drops unless you just spend hours doing so. So don't worry about it too much there. Like it's more important that the song makes sense with the content than you using a trending audio. But if you're in a position where it doesn't really matter, you're just kind of looking for like background music or something, then finding the trending audio on each platform is going to be good. And then you're going to post it privately. Then what you're going to do is you're going to go to the YouTube Studio app and you're going to set your keywords before you make this a public video. You actually don't need to do descriptions. This is not something that people can even access, so it's kind of ridiculous. If you want to keyword load your descriptions, it's not a bad idea. I haven't seen this to do much for me, is why I'm not really having it as a tip. but I would think that it would do something. So your description of your video, which is very important in a regular YouTube video, you can add it in a YouTube short, but you can't even access this information. So that's why it's really not important, especially if you're like trying to put links and stuff, like that's not important. But if you just wanna be like, in this Instagram Reels tutorial, I will show you how to grow on Instagram with Instagram Reels. You can put something like that in there, it doesn't hurt. Then you're going to set the keywords. And you're gonna wanna do this with the very high used keywords mostly, all right? So people know that on Instagram for a long time, you would do like some of the big hashtags, some medium size and some small size hashtags. You can do that on YouTube, but you're mostly going to use the very big ones, right? So if I'm gonna do this Instagram Reels tutorial, I'm gonna do Instagram, Instagram tips, Instagram Reels tips, Instagram marketing tips, and maybe like Instagram for business, social media tips. Those are gonna be my keywords. I'm going to use the big ones in my market because that's what really matters on the shorts. However, the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to always do my name as a tag. And this is something that I don't recommend on any other platform. It doesn't make sense to do hashtag your business name on Instagram or TikTok. However, how I'm pretty positive the YouTube algorithm works is that if someone likes a video, it doesn't necessarily help that video that much, but it makes them get recommended other videos that are using those tags. This is how I think the YouTube likes algorithm works. And that's why you'll see some videos that have a ton of likes, even though they don't have a ton of views, and it doesn't like do that much. It doesn't really like skyrocket the views. But what it does is when someone says, I like this, it changes their own feed algorithm. It is mostly what the likes do on YouTube. So what I do is in all of my videos, in my YouTube shorts videos and my regular YouTube videos, is I do Derek Vidal as a keyword. Now you might do your business or just whatever the name of your YouTube channel is. That's what I would do. The name of your YouTube channel should be a keyword in every YouTube post that you do. Because what this does is when you get those likes on those shorts, it's gonna make them start getting recommended to all of your other content. So always do that, like the name of your channel as a keyword. And this is going to be what really helps people stay in your world. And that's why I really like YouTube Shorts is I'm really looking for the likes. I'm like, I really like the subscribes are great from that too. And I'm really glad I said that thing about the subscribe because I kind of forgot about that tip recently, honestly. And that's one of the main benefits of having a podcast or just a teaching platform is it makes sure that you always implement the basics and you realize how important they are. So it's kind of me teaching myself in a way to not forget the important things. And but otherwise getting the likes on your YouTube shorts is what it's what's going to get them recommended to your long form content. So implement that. And that is all you need to know about YouTube Shorts, my friends. Again, reach out to me on Instagram @Derek Vidal if you have any questions and be subscribed for more shows coming soon.